Euthanizing the homeless? It's a start. As artificial intelligence renders everyone unemployable, and financial networks collapse, and healthcare systems become overburdened, maybe the only prudent, humane, and cost-effective solution would be to kill everyone. One-third of Canadians fine with prescribing assisted suicide for homelessness, reads a recent headline in Canada's National Post. Roughly the same number told a poll they were fine with approving MAID, medical assistance in dying, for someone whose only affliction was poverty, adds the subhead. The article uses the word fine 7 times to underline how perfectly fine a substantial quotient of Canucks are with letting the nation's shivering hobos perish with state-provided anxiolytics and anesthetics and neuromuscular blockers, rather than find them something to eat, a job, and a place to live. Only a handful of countries, all of them majority white, currently allow for assisted suicide. But Canada seems to be going out of its way to appease its masters at the World Economic Forum by concocting creative new ways for people to self-terminate, even if they're merely feeling a tad lonely or a trifle sad. At first, it was done in the name of rights and freedoms. In 2015, Canada's Supreme Court ruled in Carter v. Canada that the nation's criminal code needed to be amended so that euthanasia was no longer classified as homicide. It would have to change to satisfy elements of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms that declared it was a fundamental human right to kill yourself and that every last Canadian should be able to do it. With the government's help, of course. In June of 2016, the Parliament of Canada passed Bill C-14, which legalized both physician-administered euthanasia, where a doctor or nurse practitioner injects you with drugs that kill you, or physician-assisted suicide, where you are prescribed drugs that you use to kill yourself. Back in the law's original incarnation, though, it stipulated that you had to be terminally ill and were likely to die within 6 months. Apparently, more than 99% of Canadians who've availed themselves of MAID's services opt to be lethally injected by a doctor or nurse rather than swallow the poison pills themselves. But even if your intent was to alleviate unbearable suffering and go out peacefully, one doctor claims that the paralytics that MAID uses to kill you may produce, quote, a frothy fluid in the lungs and, quote, bear the potential for a painful death akin to drowning. MAID also comes custom-made with a little loophole allowing doctors and nurses to suggest euthanasia to patients regardless of whether that patient has already made clear that they don't want it. That way, any pesky legal liabilities could be averted because medical practitioners can merely shrug and say the patient refused treatment. But since all legal systems are rapacious and insatiable, it didn't take long before MAID started skiing pell-mell down the slippery slope. In 2021, the initial law was amended by Bill C-7, which dropped the requirement where you needed to have a terminal illness that's destined to put you in the grave over the next half year. You merely needed to have a grievous and irremediable medical condition. According to the Canadian government's official page about MAID, you do not need to have a fatal or terminal condition to be eligible for medical assistance in dying. As a result, euthanasia deaths in Canada spiked from 1,018 in 2016 to 10,064 in 2021, accounting for 3.3% of all deaths that year. In December 2022, the Canadian government loosened restrictions even further to where you didn't even need to have a physical ailment to qualify for state-sponsored extinction. If your sole condition was the unquantifiable phantom demon of mental illness, they were willing to kill you for free. Originally slated to go into effect in March of 2023, the law was delayed for another year, so Canada's nut jobs and cuckoo birds we'll have to wait until March 17th, 2024, before the government will permanently erase their psychic pain. In February of this year, a government committee issued a report pondering whether MAID should be offered not only to adults, but to mature minors. Some activists are even agitating for MAID to be extended so that it provides euthanasia for terminally ill babies. In an article called No Other Options, newly revealed documents depict a Canadian euthanasia regime that efficiently ushers the vulnerable to a beautiful death. Alexander Rakin writes, "Since Canada legalized euthanasia in 2016, there's been a strange balancing act at the heart of its medical system. There's a national suicide prevention hotline you can call 24/7, where sympathetic operators will try to talk you out of killing yourself. But today, there are also euthanasia hotlines, where operators will give you the resources you need to carry out your wish. Doctors and nurse practitioners are now in the business of saving the lives of some patients while providing death to others. And even though Canada technically won't permit the mentally ill to be euthanized until 2024, what's to make of the 2020 case where an elderly Canadian woman was killed by her doctor because she would rather be dead than go through another COVID lockdown? And even though the word poverty is nowhere to be found in the letter of the law, I suppose that being poor can make a person anxious. And I reckon that anxiety is one of those mental illnesses, right? In 2022, a woman pseudonymously known as Sophia applied for and received a lethal injection via MAID because she couldn't find affordable housing. Late last year, a disabled Canadian man applied for MAID services merely because he feared impending homelessness. Another disabled man says that one doctor officially approved of the MAID application he'd submitted because he was afraid the changes in his pension benefits would send him out into Canada's unforgivingly frigid streets. What if you're a male veteran of the Canadian Forces who applies for mental health treatment for PTSD? Wouldn't it be easier for everyone involved if the government offered to kill you instead? Okay, what if you're a retired female Army vet who merely wants a wheelchair lift or ramp installed in your house? Wouldn't everyone be happier if you just shut up and died? Canadian Dr. Ellen Weeb, who has reportedly euthanized over 400 people and calls it the most rewarding work we've ever done, says that, "As all Canadians have rights to an assisted death, people who are lonely or poor also have those rights." Last year, a chilling headline in the Globe and Mail read, "We must make it easier to both live and die with dignity, but denying MAID to those living in poverty is not the answer." It spoke of MAID's evolution since being legalized in Canada in 2016. I suppose one man's evolution is another man's rapid slide into state-sanctioned mass murder. In a startlingly cold-blooded essay titled "Choosing Death in Unjust Conditions, Hope, Autonomy, and Harm Reduction," a pair of female bioethicists at the University of Toronto simultaneously lament the fact that there isn't a more robust healthcare and social services network to meet the public's needs, while they essentially encourage you to go ahead and let some nurse jab you to death anyway. "The fact that better supports are not provided in cases like these is abhorrent, and the lack of options constitutes a deep injustice. But restricting an autonomous choice to pursue MAID due to the injustice of current non-ideal circumstances causes more harm than allowing the choice to pursue MAID, even though that choice is deeply tragic." What's also deeply tragic, yet darkly comical, is that the world's well-meaning bioethicists, along with all the sadistic keyboard eugenicists, seem to think they're immune from one day sliding down that slippery slope, too. Or, as Martin Niemöller might have put it, "First they came for the street trash, but I did not speak out, for I was not street trash." There are a few voices of sanity howling alone up there amid the Great White North's barren tundra. As one pundit for an obscure website puts it, MAID is changing our health system to one designed to bury us at the lowest possible cost. As euthanasia is increasingly institutionalized, and as a younger generation of professionals becomes fully adjusted to its medical use, we must expect that typical patients will face an increasingly hostile clinical environment if they do not accept the recommended treatment. Canada can't feed and house everyone, you know. After all, that nation of only 38 million inhabitants is taking in another 500,000 or so new immigrants every year. So it's out with the old blood, in with the new.